The strongest daughter of Abraham. Behold the maidservant of the Lord. Let it be to me according to your word. Luke 1, verse 38. When Christ came into the world, the stronger gender was put to the side, for the seed of the woman was not to be born from the will of a man, but to be generated from the Holy Spirit in the fullness of time. At the same time, as it concerns faith, the weaker gender was chosen to display the greatest manifestation of the strength of faith. Abraham received his strongest daughter in the chosen one among women, in her who was par excellence the maidservant of the Lord. For what kind of father was Abraham, if not the father of believers? In this title, his task was defined. He was chosen to this difficult position as father. For in the end, his children were not those whom he had received as flesh and blood. God can raise up stones into children of Abraham, said John the Baptist. Of course, this is not just a little bit of logic when he said that, for God cannot just make a stone into a child of Abraham, and after that, a father in his line. But John implied by this that Abraham should be understood by election, also in his being of father. He means the same thing as Paul later had to proclaim, namely, that Abraham was chosen as father of the believers of God, and that because of this he had to get children according to the flesh, as the son of Hagar, but especially also according to the Spirit, that is, a long ways which nature could not open in the ordinary sense. Such was the son of Sarah. Thus Abraham had to receive children, so that there could be a manifestation for the sake of God, and for the sake of the heathens, the people, to demonstrate the great distinction between being a child according to the flesh and being a child according to the Spirit. And in order that this manifestation would not take place outside the consciousness of Abraham, for becoming a father is not a personal matter and even less a relationship to the office, but can only happen in a conscious struggle, God simply allowed the father in Abraham to die, and in Sarah the mother. God allowed Abraham's youth to perish. Thus God always strikes those whom he has chosen in his way, and causes them to suffer, to draw near, and become a patrician in his house. And after the youth in Abraham was gone, when his strength had left him, and the mother with the father had died in them, the word spoke and said, "It comes, it comes, it is coming along ways which are not yet revealed." It comes from God, who calls the things which are not as if they were. Abraham heard it, John the Baptist noticed it, and Paul understood and taught it. Thus Isaac was born, the son of Sarah, in accordance to the Spirit. Centuries later we saw Nazareth. There, in a little house, was Mary, the virgin, and for the time being she also had to remain a virgin. Then God came. He came with his election, and because of his election he visited the earth. And he brought the word again to Mary. It was the same word that once had come to Abraham, her father, and that word said to her, "Greetings and blessings." Thus she was burdened by the full load of Abraham's blessings. You will bear a child, and will have to do that along an entirely different way than ever has been seen in that nature. Before the eye of the senses, your way will be still more remarkable than the way of Abraham. He at least had still maintained the form of father in him and mother in his wife. The remains were still there. But with you, Mary, the miracle will come via a still more difficult way. For here it is not just the shadow that is lacking, but even the first beginnings of the mother. You will still be a virgin. And thus God will call out of you what does not exist. For God calls the things that are not as if they were. Then Mary said to the angel, "Behold, here I am, the maidservant of the Lord. your Lord and my Lord. You stand before him, and I will wait for him. And by faith she conceived the child, for God does not do anything without the means. He generated all of us by blood and soul. He generated the Christ by faith. He generated his seed of the woman by his own will and by faith, the faith of this daughter of Abraham. And by that same faith, Mary went to her cousin, while within her stirred the young life that was chosen to die. Abraham, Abraham, your daughter lives and is healthy. And her son is now the remnant of election par excellence. For from that remnant the son had to be born, the remnant of election. That remnant God did call from Babylon. It became smaller and smaller, but also stronger at the same time. And at last the remnant of election, as it found in Mary its purest representation from the viewpoint of predestination, was here in Mary so seriously driven into the narrow passage of faith that this remnant had to believe with Abraham in the appearance of a natural gift of God, generated outside the ways of nature. And in that narrow passage the weaker gender did not break down, but revealed her strength. Christ, Abraham's son of fulfillment, had a mother who equaled Abraham in strength. And from now on every generation will call her blessed.